Blog Talk Radio.
Taking the limits off. We picking up the cross and taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Do it for God the boss. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. We picking up the cross. Us in the dark, so we need light. Let's talk about his word to gain insight. Too many of us lost, though we go to church, following traditions that no longer work. Steady passing them along as if they carry worth. Christ died for our freedom, but we still hurt. Lack of knowledge got us bonded by tradition's curse. Hopefully we last, but we ain't the first. Then we judge to make matters worse. Don't hold a grudge, cause I'm in church with a wrinkled shirt.
Picking up the cross and taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Do it for God the boss. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. We picking up the cross and taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Do it for God the boss. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off.
My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus.
Just be
because he is worthy. Praise him for what he's done. And all of his things is proven. Yeah.
I think of his grace and his mercy. Just one word comes to mind, and that word is amazing. Company. And all his love I don't. grace is amazing, God. And by his blood we all are clean. So I'm telling you,
you and you,
amazing
grace,
clean.
Jesus died on Calvary.
He washed my
sins away.
Chicago, that's right. It is, oh God, it is Monday, February 26, 2018, and Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located here on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And man, I'm excited. We have a great show for you today. Today's topic of conversation is going to be good. As always, it's Missional Monday, so we always talk about things we could do. Why is my camera moved? I already know. I just looked at this picture, why is my camera been moved? But I already know. Anyway, my Ustream camera. Now I'm a Facebook camera, my Ustream camera. Anyway, we're going to have a good time today, y'all. I'm excited. I hope y'all are too. It's a good day, but it's Missional Monday. Today's conversation is this, y'all ready? The rise of the Dunns, the Done with Church Population. The Done with Church Population. That's today's topic of conversation. It's going to be good. And I know some people already feel this way, so I'm excited to have the conversation with y'all. But that's the topic today, the rise of the Dunns, the Done with Church Population. I want to talk to y'all. I want to get inside some of y'all's heads. I want to see what it is you're thinking, what's going on. But as always, it's your boy, your host, Miss Dana L. King. I'm in the studio by myself, y'all. Y'all see nobody here. My brother Parks will be back, I'm thinking, next week. He's handling some business or whatever, but he'll be back, I'm thinking, sometime next week. But until then, man, you know what? The show goes on. That's what we do. But in the meantime, let me give you the rundown of how you could be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you'll be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546, and we'd love to hear from you guys that way. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you all via the Twitterverse. If you want to follow us on Facebook, you can do that as well. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you all that way. Again, that's TTLO Radio. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you all that way as well. And we are not on Instagram, but you can still follow us on Instagram. Do a simple search for TTLO Radio on your Instagram, TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. Amen and amen. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Looking forward to hearing from you all. We love to read those emails live on the air. That's Taking the Limits Off at Comcast.net. Real easy to do. We're looking forward to hearing from you guys that way. The live streams are up. Yes, they are. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there. Ustream.tv. Do a simple search on your Ustream app for Taking the Limits Off Radio. You can do that. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio. Again, I told you guys this before. Ustream is absolutely free. You can download the Ustream app to your device and then hit the subscribe button for Taking Limits Off Radio. And guess what? It will automatically pop up. The live broadcast, the live feed will automatically be there. Amen. Now, understand Blog Talk must be having some issues with the call-in process. I think Blog Talk is having some issues with the call-in process. For those of you who normally call in and are able to listen, you can't get in right now. It's probably some issues on the Blog Talk side. That's what I'm being told. So prayerfully, that comes up before we get too deep in the show. I'm hoping it does come up. Amen, amen, and amen. And let's see. Yeah, so Facebook, yeah, Ustream. So then we're also live on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLORadio. You can find us there, facebook.com/TTLORadio. Y'all know the routine. When y'all come in the room, speak to the people, act like you know the Lord. Act like you've been saved. Come on now. Act like you've been saved for a little while. And go ahead and chime in and say hello to me. And then say hello to the people in the room. Amen. Amen. But looking forward to hearing from y'all. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I just tested it myself. I got the all circuits are busy for the people who normally call in. That's real, real strange that happens. But we're going to try to figure that out. Tanya, do me a favor. When you can, get into the, if you're in the studio, the regular studio, the regular online studio, that is, click on that premium support tab and see if any of these people will respond. Just let them know what happened. Type in the little thing and then let them know what happened as far as not having any phone lines available. No, it's not just Sprint. I'm talking about the phone lines, period. I tried to call in from a different phone, but that's fine. That's fine. But yeah, if you can try to call in, because no one is able to call in. All of the circuits are busy on the Blog Talk side. I think it's a Blog Talk issue because other people are trying to call in who ain't on Sprint. No. I know that. I'm just saying other people are trying to call in and they're not on Sprint. And they can't get in either. Amen. Amen. Okay. You can't. All right. So you can't get in on the studio at all. All right. Amen. Guess what? We're going to keep going. Hey, we having technical difficulties, but y'all can hear me over here on Facebook. Y'all can hear me on Ustream. Okay. Got it. All right. So anyway, we are moving on. So anyway, so yeah, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLORadio. You can find us there. We will be up on Instagram shortly. I'm kind of nervous to do that. I'm going to try to keep the stuff on the minimum here. So we're going to stick to Ustream and Facebook today. We'll get Instagram back up on Wednesday. Amen. 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 So that's pretty much where we got y'all. That's where we are today. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search for Taking Limits Off Radio. You can Google us. Do a simple search for Taking Limits Off Radio, and you will find us there. Amen, amen. So, look, y'all, we have a great show, but it's so much stuff happening, so much stuff going on right now, so many crazy things that are happening, and I want to talk about something. Y'all know I like to have a little fun every now and then, and I feel like I have a need to address a very important issue. And some of y'all might not deem this important, but can y'all help me out? If any of y'all have purchased in the last month to 6 months, any of y'all have purchased World Finest Chocolate, please give me a thumbs up or a heart. If you've purchased, you know, the little fundraiser chocolate bars, if you've made a purchase in the last month to 6 months, in the last 6 months or so of World's Finest Chocolate, can you just acknowledge that with a thumbs up or a heart or something, just to let me know that I ain't by myself? Can y'all do that for me? I would really appreciate it if you would. I am just somewhat curious about some things when it comes to the World's Finest Chocolate, because I recently bought some twice. Some kid was selling it at the bowling alley where I bowl at on Saturdays a few weeks back, and some other people were selling it here at the church. And I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused as to what happened to the world's finest chocolate. Now, I did a little research. I did a little research before I came in here. I did a little research. And the World's Finest Chocolate Company is here in Chicago, right? World's Finest Chocolate, here in Chicago. So I decided to do a little research. Now, I don't know if y'all know this or not, and I'm you know, we talk about food a whole lot, probably way too much on this here show, but we talk about food a lot. And one of the things that I noticed about the world's, have any rest of y'all noticed that the World's Finest Chocolate Bar ain't the same size no more? Is it just me? But did the world's finest chocolate bar shrink like by half? Is it now half the size that it was before, but it's still a dollar? Y'all gonna help me. Did the world's finest chocolate bar shrink to half the size that it was, but yet holding on to that dollar price? Y'all don't hear me. I really want somebody to help me. So I bought a couple of them the other day, and then I saw the good pastor Reggie Royal was selling some. I think his children were selling some candy, and I told him I was gonna come by there and buy some, and then I got hit up for some more. And so all in all, in probably about the last 2 months or so, I probably spent about $20 on world's finest chocolate, right? And it didn't dawn on me until, you know, I ate one, and I mostly gave them away because I'm not that, you know, I like Hershey's. That's just me. So I probably gave away. But the other day, I was looking for me a little something sweet. So I said, well, let me get me one of these world's finest chocolate things here. And I went to open up said chocolate bar, and I noticed it was thin. It didn't really, you know, that part didn't bother me too much. I was like, oh, okay, it's fine. But first of all, I like the world's finest chocolate with almonds. It's been smaller a long time now. That's what I'm being told. Right. I guess I just ain't paid no attention because, you know what, I normally skip people when they're selling them to me. But, you know, I got caught up. So, you know, they called me up and they said, well, Dana, come on and buy one of these. So I went on and bought the thing. And here is my dilemma. And I don't mean no harm. And so I don't blame the children. I don't blame the children that's selling the world's finest chocolate. I don't blame the parent that's selling the world's finest chocolate. But I do have a bone to pick with the world's finest chocolate people. I do have a bone to pick with the world's finest chocolate people because I buy the chocolate with the almond. So I commenced to opening up this here chocolate bar, and I should have brought one in here with me so y'all could see, those of you on Facebook and on Ustream, so I could open up. First of all, ain't not near almond in the world's finest with almond. Now, I buy that because that's the one I like, the world's finest chocolate with the almonds in it. So I go to open this thing up, and I take a bite, and I'm like, oh, this is good. You know, right, Angela, you're right. It is fresh. It is fresh. It's always good. It is fresh. But I bit down into it, and I said, oh, okay, this is good. And I said, oh, maybe I bought the wrong one. I said, maybe I just bought the regular chocolate. Maybe I didn't buy the chocolate with the almonds. The milk chocolate almonds. So I go and look at the package. It says milk chocolate with fresh almonds. So I take another bite. Watch out now. I take another bite, and I still have yet to see any almonds. So then I start examining. Now I ain't biting. I'm taking nibbles because I'm thinking, y'all pray for me. Now I'm taking nibbles. And so finally, I'm in my car. I pulled all the way over. Y'all know I'm a little special. I pulled all the way over. And opened up the entire package, right? What was left of the candy. You know, it was only a half a candy bar anyway. But I opened up this thing, and I started breaking it in little pieces. And what I found was, come on now, not a nail almond. What I found was they got almond slivers. So what I believe, now y'all remember the original. I don't know when they switched from the small to these little bitty, the welfare chocolate. I don't know what other word to call it, but when they switched to this little bitty cheap chocolate bars. But y'all know back in the day, Yeah, we gonna pick it, Sheldon. Yeah, we right. Y'all, we protest everything else. I wanna know if y'all gonna stand in solidarity with me. Right. We protest everything else. Y'all get mad about all kind of stuff. I'm starting to pick. Look, Tanya, can you get the world's finest chocolate people on the line? Can we call them? I know the phones is bad. We probably can't call. Can we call? I want to call live on the air. Let me look it up. Tanya, can you do this for me? I know you're having technical difficulty. Can you get us a number for world's finest chocolate? Huh? Can you get us, since the family said... I mean, look here. The only look, I am so serious with y'all right now. This disturbed me. I y'all think I'm playing. I am truly disturbed by this. Ain't no we are. I am going right. You know, I almost said it too. You know, you can't type stuff. You got to put "do not say" before you type. You got to put "do not say" or DNS. That way, I won't say what you almost had me say on the air, because I almost read it. You know, I'm like Ron, what's the dude from the Weatherman? What was the show? The weather guy, the one with the crazy comedian dude, the white dude that just read everything on the teleprompter. Y'all, you know I would have read it. So you just can't be typing random stuff up here on the screen and I'm in the middle of my rant. But let me say, right, you're going to take a knee. I'm right. Come on, Pat Hicks. We taking a knee to the world's finest chocolate. I am Tanya. Can you give me the number to the world's finest chocolate people? I got a complaint. They got to have a customer service number, and I would like to call the customer service people live on the air right now. Live on the air. Yes, Sheldon, you missed it on Friday. You missed it. You missed Friday's show, so now you got to go back and watch it, because I ain't repeating it. So you got to go back and watch Friday. It's still online. Is that the number? 1-888. Okay, we finna call right now. We gonna try to call world. Y'all pray? Are y'all praying? Y'all need to pray, because we gonna reach out and touch somebody over at the world's finest. Now, how you dial out? Now, you know, I ain't did this since we started doing this some long time ago. Let me see. The number is 888. Let's see what happens, y'all. We gonna call right now. Y'all pray for me. Let's see if we get through. Y'all.
You've reached the world's finest chocolate customer service department. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes.
Okay.
To speak with a fundraising representative, press 1.
What?
For gift catalog orders, press 2. For Queen Anne and retail inquiries, press 3. For ASI customers, press 4.
I missed all of the quote. Can she repeat that, please?
You've reached the world's finest chocolate customer service department.
Hold on.
Your call may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. To speak with a fundraising representative, press 1.
Uh-huh.
For gift catalog orders, press 2.
Uh-huh.
For Queen Anne and retail inquiries, press 3.
Uh-huh.
For ASI customers, press 4.
Uh-huh. I can't press nothing.
The world's finest chocolate customer service department. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes.
I don't have no keypad on this thing.
To speak with a fundraising representative, press 1. For gift catalog orders, press 2. For Queen Anne and retail inquiries, press 3. For ASI customers, press 4.
It ain't letting me press nothing.
You've reached the world's finest chocolate customer service department.
I'm about to hang up a call.
Your
back.
Call may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. To speak with a fundraising representative, press 1. For gift catalog orders, press 2. For Queen Anne and retail inquiries, press 3.
Let me see.
For ASI customers, press 4.
It ain't giving me no keypad. No, there is no keypad. Ain't no keypad on here. It's not going to do it. I'm going to have to try back. Unless they just transfer me to customer service. Oh, the call dropped. See, now the call dropped. See, I was trying to get, ain't no press one. There is no keypad. I'm not going to argue with you. I have all the degrees in the world, and I can't dial out on this here system. I don't care what you say. I don't have a keypad. I'm going to try one more again. I just put the numbers in. It's not giving me a keypad. I hear what you're saying. I don't have a keypad. It's telling me to call a guest or to do whatever. I don't have a keypad. It just gives me a spot to type the numbers. It does not give me a keypad. I am not slow, and you're going to stop calling me slow. There's no key. Don't make me take a picture. There's no keypad on my screen. I'm telling you, it's not there. It's not giving me the option. It's not there. It's not there. You don't know nothing. Nah. Anyway, we're going to get, she said, get a keypad. The phone is computer generated. I don't have a physical phone, so it's not allowing me to push one or to do any of those things on the screen. Now, if I'm missing it, I just don't see it, but it's not popping. It's not giving me nothing. You're going to see. You're going to I'm going to tell you what I got. See, she's talking about take a pic. See, this is y'all get to see live radio. Use your cell phone. But if I use my cell phone, y'all can't hear them. That's the problem. See, I'm trying to do it the right. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? Now it is missing. See, it ain't there. I'm telling you, it ain't there. It ain't never been there. Ain't no keypad up here. Ain't one. I'm gonna see. You know, I got to fight with the producer while I'm live on the air to show her ain't no keypad because she don't believe me. She don't. You know, she I got to fight. Ain't no keypad. But I'm gonna call. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do a three-way call. Right. I'm gonna do a three-way call. And then I'm gonna do a three-way call, and then I'm gonna use my cell phone buttons. I'm gonna use my cell phone buttons to get us through here. Let me see what I can do. So first, I need to call me. Right, I'm gonna do 7. Okay, let me call myself. Okay, I'm gonna call myself. What is that? Okay, so here we go. Here we go. So that's me. I'm going to call me. Come on, answer the phone. That's me. What? I don't know what that is. All right. So I called me. Now we're going to do, another call, and we're going to call, really? Now it's giving me the option to do to press 1. Okay, let me see here. Let me. See what I'm saying? See, I'm getting all tight. Well, look, Pat Hicks, don't be telling me what I'm. I know. I got this under control. I got this. I promise y'all, I got this. Let me go over here. Let me use this one right here. Let me try this. Let me see what this. Yeah, I'm going to try this. All right, let's go one more time, y'all. We're going to do it one more time. Phone number 888. What's the number again? You typed all that stuff on my screen. Now I can't see the phone number because you yelling at me about this keypad. Oh, God. Where's the phone number for the world's finest people? Where is the phone number for the world? Okay, there it is right there. All right. Let's try it again, y'all. This is serious. I don't know why y'all laughing at me. 888. All right, there it is. All right, so we gonna.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
See what I'm saying? It's a trick. They don't want me to call these world finest people. This is a trick. They do not want me to call these people. This is a straight trick. It's a trick from the people. They do not want me available to call these people. I'm going to try it again. The number is... All right. Here we go.
You've reached the world's finest chocolate customer service department.
Let's try this again.
Your call may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. To speak with a fundraising representative, press 1. For gift catalog orders, press 2. For Queen Anne and retail inquiries, press 3.
See?
For ASI customers, press 4.
Nothing. It's a trick. It's a straight trick.
You've reached the world's finest chocolate customer service department.
Can't win, y'all. I can't
Your
win.
Call may be monitored for quality assurance and training
it won't
purposes.
It won't let me be
to
great
speak
today.
With a fundraising representative, press 1. For gift catalog orders, press 2.
I'm not
for
allowed to
Queen
be great.
Anne and retail so inquiries,
We're going to start our protest
for
on another
ASI
day.
Customers,
and,
press
and,
4.
And that's what we're going to have to do, because they are not allowing me to be great today.
You've reached the world's finest chocolate customers.
Ain't none. You would think that the stuff would just transfer you over to the thing after they seeing you can't push no buttons. What if I ain't got no fingers? See, they're not even handicap accessible. What if I ain't got no fingers? Y'all is not even trying to help me. I pushed all of the buttons. Ain't nothing wrong with nothing. My phone ain't nothing. This is a mess. They are not. I'm pushing all kind of buttons and I can't get through here. I tried to do this 3-way on my phone, and that ain't working either. Y'all is not helping me at all through this process. I'm gonna try one more thing, and then I'm getting up out of here. It's 888. All right, we're gonna try it this way. Let me see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Press 1. For gift catalog orders, press 2. To receive more fundraising information,
all right, here
please
we go. All right,
press
here we go.
1. To speak with the next available customer service representative, press 2.
All right, y'all ready? They got some good hold music.
For calling World's Finest Chocolate. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Dana King. I'm a radio show host here in Chicago. And do you have a customer service complaint area or customer service area that I can speak to about the chocolate almond bars?
Yes, I can actually help you with that.
Okay, so I'm sorry, and we're what's your name again?
My name is Josie.
Josie. Hi, Josie. Again, I'm Dana, host of Taking Limits Off Radio, and I've been buying your World's Chocolate Finest. You know, a bunch of little kids been catching me for the last, say, month and a half or 2 months or so, and I noticed some things. When did the size of the chocolate bar change?
So our bars actually went through a weight change about 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
They went down, yes. Yes, so it hasn't been something that just recently changed. This changed about 2 years ago.
Okay, so maybe it's been that long since I bought one. Okay, and then did you also change? Now, my issue was this. Don't get me wrong. The chocolate still tastes amazing. But my problem is I bought several World's Finest Chocolate with Almond, and I was so disappointed. My spirit was vexed, actually, that I opened up the chocolate bar, I took several bites and didn't find not a nail almond anywhere in the chocolate bar.
Okay. So we actually do use crushed almonds in our bars.
Now you're using
affordable.
Crushed almonds. Because the old bars,
are,
the
yes.
big one, used to have like halves, like actual half slices.
We used to use whole almonds in our bars at one point, and now we actually use almond
crushed.
Chips, so ground almonds. We actually do offer like the bigger bars for our gift line. We actually still use whole almonds in the bars that sell that are 1, 5, and 10 pounds, but for the fundraising bars, we use crushed almonds.
For the fundraising bars, the gift bars.
Right.
Now where do you get these gift World's Finest Chocolate bars?
We actually have a website. If you'd like, I can kind of guide you on the link on if you're pulling this up on your computer, on our gift website online. And I can actually give you an item number if you're interested in looking at that.
I'm just curious. I guess it's kind of like you know. I feel like I've been tricked, like I've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok, led astray. I feel some kind of way about the lack of almonds in the fundraising bar. Like you telling me there's almond, what is it, chips Well, crushed almonds, is that what it is? Is it almonds? What is it?
Right.
You said almond chips, I believe, or something.
We use crushed almonds. So
crushed almonds.
This is in an effort, right. Yeah. This is in an effort to keep the bars affordable, right. So,
okay, because almonds
are
a little expensive.
Due to commodity issues.
I get it. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? You know what? You said your name was Josie, right?
My name is Josie. Yes, sir.
Josie, thank you. You've been helpful to us and our audience. Thank you so much. We were trying to figure out what was going on because, you know, we were about to start a mini protest, and I did not want, you know, people, you know, they protest anything these days, and we were going to start a mini protest against World's Finest. But I think you've given us a reasonable explanation as to why the almond bars are lacking. So myself and all of the thousands of listeners listening to you right now, so appreciative that you gave us a valuable and very clear and precise answer as to why there's a lack of almonds. There's now crushed. So for all of you all listening, there are crushed almonds in the World's Finest chocolates. Not that there aren't any in there. They just crushed, and it's hard to see. All right. Well, thank you, Josie. You've been wonderful. I really appreciate you.
You're very welcome. You have a great
thank
day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Y'all say thank you to Josie. That's wonderful. Josie down at the World's Finest Chocolate. Thank you, Josie, so much. Bless your heart. That's just wonderful. See how stuff can just get resolved with a phone call. See, we ain't got now TTLO. We ain't got to do no protest. We ain't got to go down over to the World's Finest location and take no knee. Pat Hicks. We ain't got to take no knee. We ain't got to take a knee. We ain't got to do nothing. I know y'all like, this Negro lost his mind. Y'all knew I was crazy before this even started. I don't know why y'all sitting there. Not feminine, no tension. I called the World's Finest Chocolate people because I had an issue. I wanted to know what was going on. What was going on with the thing? What? Right. See what I'm saying? See, Pat Hicks? Wait till. See, I didn't read none of y'all. I don't know. What? Y'all see what I'm saying? Now we know. Wait a minute. Felicia Martin, you got the Lay's number? Do we need to call Lay's too? Tanya, can we get the Lay's? We want to know why all this air is in the bag. But you know what? I know why the air. Let me tell you what they're going to tell you about the potato chips. Here is the deceit from the potato chip company, because I checked into this a while back. They're going to tell you they put all this air in the bag to protect the potato chips from getting crushed. That's the lie. That's the lie right there. Huh? That's yeah. You see it? Yeah, check it out. Right. No, I'm just anyway. Yeah, they put all that air in the bag. They're gonna tell you that the purpose of the air in the bag is to protect the integrity of the chip. That's the lie they're telling y'all right now. I don't want y'all to believe it, but that's the lie. That's the lie, and we need to expose these people. Expose these people. Real quick about this here, because, see, we are serious about our snacks around here. Look here, I am over the snack ministry. I believe in the snack ministry, and I believe to have a proper snack ministry. Come on, somebody. You got to have a proper snack. You know snacks, you know, it's, you know, different occasions calls for different snacks. And I'm sorry, you know, and the thing, again, y'all thank Josie. Y'all keep Josie in y'all prayers tonight. We're going to have to get you some bigger bars, Mr. King, so you can see the taste and see the arm. Right. Right. The Bible says taste and see. That's what it say. I know it's in the book. I saw it one time. Taste and see. Right. They're going to. Right. Wait a minute. So Claudette Thomas, bless your ministry. Claudette says, I had to call Hershey about the missing Bliss milk chocolate. What is Bliss milk chocolate? I ain't never heard of that. Y'all coming to see, that's these 2018 and 2019 snacks. I don't know nothing about this. You ain't, Claudette, you ain't over there breathing hard like Baby D is. You talking about, what's Bliss? What is the Bliss? What is the Bliss off the Hershey bar? I don't know nothing about. I don't know nothing about no Bliss chocolate. I don't know nothing about. Wait a minute. They're going to get crushed when we eat them. Right, Pat. See, Pat Hicks. See, Pat, you all right with me. You ain't got to crush my almonds. World finest. They're going to get crushed when we bite down into it. I got all of my teeth in. All of them. All 32 of mine. Every one of them. I don't need no help with the crushed. I mean crushed almonds. Huh? Now we got to get better with the snack ministry around here. I don't understand that. I just thought I would share that. I really thank y'all for y'all patience with my dialing issues over here. Yeah, ain't no keyboard on the computer though. I don't care what she say. Ain't a nail keyboard when you do a dial out number. Ain't a nail keyboard on the thing. Anyway, I'm gonna get yelled at later on. But it's all right. But look here, y'all. We got to keep it going. Whipped milk chocolate. What's whipped milk chocolate? That's what the Bliss is? Is that what the Bliss Hershey is? I wonder if that information is on the packaging. Oh, about the crush. Right. Because if it ain't on, see, now you're gonna make me go down here and get another one. Now I'm gonna have to go and see. Now I feel like I ought to call Josie back and ask her for a slight refund or something. You know, or do I go back to the cellar? Because do I go back and grab one of these little kids? Do I go grab one of these little kids that sold me this chocolate bar and grab them up by their collar and ask them for 50 cents back? How do you think, how should we go? I mean, you know, I just think if you're selling something, you ought to be selling full product. It ought to say world's finest chocolate with crushed almonds. It don't say with crushed almonds. You know what I'm saying? Look here, I feel like Josie probably, you know, now, you know, I'm just saying, I'm going to let it go for now, but y'all keep praying, but I thank y'all so much for being willing to go down and protest with me. Bliss is bougie. What is the Bliss? I have not had the Hershey's Bliss chocolate. Everybody, y'all talking about, that's it. Pat Lewis, Mama Lewis say it's whipped. It's so the Hershey's Bliss. Tanya, why have not we had the Hershey Bliss chocolate around this here area and in these here parts? I don't. Everybody know I like Hershey with almond. I have not seen, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard of the goodness of the Bliss chocolate. I do not know what y'all talking about. What is this Bliss chocolate? I have not seen it. Do they sell it down at the CVS? Is it down to the Walgreens? Where can I purchase? See, you type the stuff that you don't want me to say. You are not putting the words. Do not say this on air. I'm just asking the question. I'm gonna ask Jalen about the Jalen invented the snack app. If y'all don't know this now, there's a new app going to be on y'all phones. It was invented by my producer's only begotten son. She got an only begotten daughter, too. But she got an only begotten son. His name is Jalen, better known as J-Mail. But he created the snack app. I'm going to have him on the show. I'm going to have him on the next time he get a day off. I'm going to have him on the show. And he can tell y'all all about the snack app. The snack app is like a revolutionary. The snack app is like a revolutionary app. Like the snack app, it does something to your phone or your mobile device when you get close to or near certain apps, certain snacks. It lets you know that they're in the vicinity. I don't know how he did it, but he created it, and that is. So it's gonna be released real soon, coming to a Play Store what's the other one for Apple or the iTunes Store. Or whatever it is, the Apple Store near you real soon, the snack app. Anyway, I'm getting so much trouble today. So much trouble. I just feel it in my spirit. Oh, God. Help me. Woo, help me. Mm-mm. Don't help me, help the bear. Anyway, all right, y'all. So, look, we're going to keep it moving. We gonna keep it moving. You know what? I'm getting away with all this because see, she can't get in the studio. She can't get on the like the audio portion because I'm sure she probably would be telling me some stuff right now. Let me see this. What is this? Pat, his violence is not the answer. Get Josie back on the line. Wait, Bliss Chocolate is like that Ferrero Rocher fancy. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that Ferrero Rocher. Let me tear this up. Like, let me. Yeah, I don't eat that Ferrero Rocher. Let me tear it up like my buddy Parks would do. I don't eat the Ferrari Rocher. Right. Is that like the God Diva chocolate? Huh? Is that like the God Diva? Y'all know that God Diva chocolate they make down at the Y'all know that it must be blessed. Y'all know what chocolate I'm talking about, right? It's that God Diva. It come in a box and they sell it down at the Marshall Field. But they sell it down at the Carsons, down to the Carsons. The Carson Pirie Scott people, and I think they used to sell it down at the Marshall Fields, but you know that ain't around no more. I don't know if they sell it at the Macy's or not. But that God Diva chocolate, y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all know? Okay, so Claudette say that the Bliss is more addictive than the God Diva. Now y'all are playing. Now I'm gonna go to the store when I leave here and get me some Bliss. And this is what I want y'all to do. I'm gonna get me some Bliss. And if I come back in here on Wednesday, and if this Bliss ain't all you said it is, I promise you, what's your name again? Claudette Thomas. Claudette. Wasn't that a show called Claudette back in the 60s or something? Wasn't that a show? It wasn't Claudette? What was it called? What was the name of the show? Y'all know the show with the black lady. She ended up on Dynasty. She played somebody's daughter or something. Oh, Claudine. I'm sorry. Same difference. Same Claudine, Claudette. Y'all cousins. I mean, I'm sorry. This is just that kind of day. Right. Right. Same thing. Right. Come on, Prophetess Felicia. Same thing. Claudette, Claudine. Come on, that's like Sade and Sadie. It's all the same. Your name's Sadie. Your name ain't Sade. Come on now. Come on. Y'all not stop playing. Stop playing. I ain't the one. Don't come. Come on. Just. Anyway, Claudine. I never watched the show, Claudine. I know what it was. I just know it used to be a show. I thought it was Claudette. But Claudine, Claudette, all the same. It don't, you know. Oh God! I'm gonna need. Okay. Anyway, we gonna move on. Come on, Pat. You know what I'm saying? Like your name is Patricia. Now all of a sudden, you know you're gonna get fancy, and you're gonna change your name to Patricia. Patricia? Is that what it's gonna be? Patricia? Patricia? I mean, what is it gonna be? Now your name Patricia. Come on, what y'all talking about? But right, y'all, everybody won't get fancy. Right, everybody won't get fancy. Come on now. Oh, God, James, I need you to watch it. It was James Earl Jones. James, don't nobody care about that. Oh, wait a minute. Now, was Claudine the show? Y'all help me out. Was Claudine the show where they lived in the projects and she couldn't have, was James Earl Jones the man or the boyfriend and he couldn't live with her and he wanted to help her out? But he couldn't move in because of the way the government set up. Is that show? Is this the right TV show we're talking about? Huh? Is this the same show? Y'all help me out. Is this the same show we're talking about? What was the show? Ain't that the show where he was like the guy? He had a job, but he couldn't live in the house with them, and they had to hide him when the social worker came over or something. Is that ain't that show? What's the show I'm talking about? Y'all know I don't get the name right, but y'all going to sit here and laugh at me. What show is that? Yeah, that's Claudine. See, that is Claudine. Right. That's the show. That's Claudine. All right, I ain't crazy. That's Claudine. All right, so that is that show. I've seen bits and pieces. I've seen a couple of excerpts of that show. Anyway, we gonna move on. I'm gonna stop playing with y'all. Y'all gonna get me in trouble. I'm gonna stop playing with y'all. Y'all gonna leave me alone. y'all gonna it's going down for real. I gotta go, y'all. Uh-oh. Oh, Lord. The phone lines must be clear. It's definitely time to take a break. We'll be right back, y'all. I need to give me something to drink. Oh, God. We'll be right back, and then we're going to jump into today's show, The Rise of the Duns, The Dun with Churchcraft. We're going to jump right into today's show, y'all. It's going to be good. I see the good Cardinal Michael Henderson just joined us on the Facebook. You should have been on here a few minutes ago when we was calling the world's finest chocolate people because we was about to protest about the lack of the almonds in the chocolate bar. But we talked to Josie. We talked to Evangelist Josie down at the world's finest church over there, the world's finest Church of God, the world's finest Church of God in Christ chocolate factory. And she cleared up for us why ain't no almonds in the world's finest chocolate. Why we don't have whole almonds. We now have the crushed almonds now from the world's finest. But we're going to move on. We're going to take a break. Boy, y'all, I'm getting all kind of threats over here on the other side of this room over here. And they must think I'm afraid. They really do.
Nope.
Ain't happening. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we going to jump into some more of...
Yep.
You ain't ready. We going to jump into some more of this, y'all. We'll be right back. T-T-L-O.
Flip it up, say it like this. Take the limits off.
That is not the song I wanted, but this is the one I'm going to play. Hello, y'all. We'll be right back. I promise in a few seconds. We'll be right back, y'all. Oh, God.
The Lord, I've been
free,
delivered, and in your presence, Lord.
Y'all have messed me up today. Y'all on Facebook done just messed me up today. Y'all need help. I thought it was just me. Y'all need prayer. We need some
favor.
I need the people to lay their hands. We close out in prayer. I promise y'all, y'all need some prayer. Somebody put Pat Hitchfield in the office. Superman. Lord have mercy. Y'all pray for Pat. Y'all pray for her. They just got the crucified office. I do. Oh, Lord. Anyway, y'all, we are back. It is Missional Monday, meaning Outreach Monday. What are we doing about outreach? How are we connecting with those who are not a part of the church? And we always grab articles for conversation that help us better navigate through this ever-changing world of church, where folk come when they feel like it, they don't come, they disappear, all of that craziness. We want to get to that right now. I love this song. I won't go back. Is this William McDowell? Is that what that is? He has no facial expressions. Y'all ever watch his videos? He has no facial expressions when he sings. I mean, none. He literally just sits there and he opens his mouth, but you don't hear not nary word. Like, you don't see nothing. Like, his eyebrows don't go up. He don't make no nothing, and it's amazing though. He don't make no type of nothing. I just want y'all to know that. Anyway, let's we gonna keep going. It was I really appreciate y'all helping me out with the world's finest people. And if anything else come up food related and we got a problem with it, we gonna call live on the app and we gonna get some answers. Anything else, y'all? We calling restaurants, we calling whoever, because the saints need their food. The saints need their snack. He's oily. Yeah, Sheridan. Yeah. No. He oily now. Oh yeah. He ain't oily. He greasy. He got that greasy anointing. Yeah. He got that now. I can't play with William. William will take you right there. He will take you right there. He is oily. My God, he's oily. Yes, he is. Right. You ain't never got to worry about him being ashy on Sunday. Now, that's a sermon in itself right there. Ashy on Sunday. Only my sanctified folk can get that one. You want to be oily or you want to be ashy? Come on, somebody. I need some greasy saints. Some of y'all in the church, the only oil y'all get is when they serving dinner. Watch out now. The only oil that's ever on you is when the kitchen committee serving chicken. Oh, Lord, let me stop. I'll be the side of the fight on the air. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Anyway, we got this great article that we want to jump into it. The Rise of the Dunns. The Rise of the Dunns. The Rise of the Dunns. Let me fade it out a little bit more. The Rise of the Dunns. The Dunn with Church Population. We want to talk about this, y'all. This is good. Let's get right into it. The writer says this. John is one of the Dunns, even though he's every pastor's dream member. He's a lifelong believer, well studied in the Bible, gives generously, and leads others passionately. But last year, he dropped out of church. He didn't switch to the other church down the street. He dropped out completely. His departure wasn't the result of an ugly encounter with staff person or another member. It was triggered by a single event. Okay, this is good. He says John had come to a long considered thoughtful decision. He said, I'm just done with church. The writer says John is one in a growing multitude of ex-members. They're sometimes called the de-churched. They have not abandoned their faith. They have not joined the also growing legion of those with no religious affiliation, often called the nuns. Rather, John has just joined the Dunns. This is good. He says, at Group's recent Future of the Church conference, sociologist Josh Packard shared some of his groundbreaking research on the Dunns. He explained these de-churched were among the most dedicated and active people in their congregation. To an increasing degree, the church is losing its best. Oh, this is good. For the church, this phenomenon sets up a growing danger. The very people on whom a church relies for lay leadership, service, and financial support are going away. Ooh, he says, and the problem is compounded by the fact that younger people in the next generation, the millennials, are not lining up to refill the empty pews. Oh, this is good. This is good. How many of y'all have ever said the words, I'm done with church? You ain't got to tell the truth, but I promise you said it at one time. The writer says this. He says, why are the Dunns done? Packard describes several factors in his upcoming book, Church Refugees. He says, among the reasons, after sitting through countless sermons and Bible studies, they feel they've heard it all. One of Packard's interviewees said, I'm tired of being lectured to. I'm just done with having some guy tell me what to do. The Dunns are fatigued with Sunday routine of plop, pray, and pay. They want to play. They want to participate, but they feel spurned at every turn. Oh, my. Oh, my, my, my. This is good. He says, will the Dunns return? Not likely, according to the research. He says, they're done. Packard says it would be more fruitful if churches would focus on not losing these people in the first place. Preventing an exodus is far easier than attempting to convince refugees to return. Now, you can't convince nobody that felt like they was prison to come back. I'm going to let that sit for a moment. You can't convince nobody that felt like they were in prison to come back. Let me say it again. The writer says pastors and other ministry leaders would benefit from asking and listening to these longtime members before they flee. That's good. You would do, listening to these longtime members before they flee. The writer goes on to say this. He says, this will require a change of habit. When it comes to listening, church leaders are too often in the habit of fawning over celebrity pastors for answers. It would be far more fruitful to take that time and spend it with real people, nearby existing members. Ask them some good questions. Okay, so this is good. Here's the situation. And we've talked about this several times on the show. We've had this discussion several times. If people are actively engaged in your church, they're probably not going to leave. And when I say engaged, I don't mean you have them being chairperson of a program. I don't mean you have them doing everything in the church. I don't mean you're burning them out. I'm not talking about you you burning them out or doing any of that stuff. I'm talking about simply you putting them in a situation where they feel like they're being useful. Folks want to work. Folks want to work. Thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Sister Smith. She says, happy Monday. I know folks who are done. Yeah. Folks don't want to. People are tired of coming to church and just doing routine stuff. See, I'm not talking about and then I know some of my super holy, super sadity people going to say, well, you know, you're supposed to come to church and worship and lift your hands and do all that. I'm not talking about that. People are tired of coming to church and seeing routine done over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. At what point do you know, because here's the deal. Here's an even better example. If you're working out, you have to switch up your workout routine. Otherwise, at some point, you start to plateau. Well, the same thing happens in church. If you don't change up the routine, if you don't change up the worship style every now and then, if you don't change the program every now and then, people get so used to it. And then watch this. Some people take it as law that it has to be done this way. And then you have another group of people who say, why is it being done this way? And then you have certain people that just say, you know what? I'm just tired of it all. I'm just done. At some point, we have to start to make sure we're involving people. See, you can't think of, and this is why there's a growing issue in churches now. Because the way we do church is never the way Christ intended for us to do church. Christ never intended for us to gather together in these large monolith museums and everything else that we gather in on Sundays. He never intended that. He intended us to sit in small areas, learn the word of God, teach the word of God, and then go out and then make disciples. That was all church was ever supposed to be. That was it. There was never supposed to be these large galas and gatherings and these large we're all gathering together in this one place. I'm sorry, when I read my Bible, I never saw Jesus preach and teach in the same place twice. Maybe I misread. Can one of y'all help me? I never saw Jesus preach and teach in the same place twice. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. But I never saw him preach and teach in the same place twice. So let's move on. So the writer says this. He says, ask some good questions such as, here's the deal. And this is something you could ask yourself, especially if you're on the verge of being done. If you're on the verge of being done with church, ask yourself this question. Why are you a part of this church? And can I help you with an answer that you cannot give? I love this church. Because if you say you love the church, now what we need to know why you say you love this particular local church. That's the first question you should ask yourself. Why are you a part of this church? The second question, I'm going to put these up here for y'all as we go. Let me do this way. Let me pull that there. No, do that. Let me drag that out of there. Do that. Move this. Come on. Work with me. All right. Put this over here and there. Amen. And then we're going to shrink you down. All right. So here we go. The first one says, put this right here. Yep. First one says this. He says, why are you a part of the church? That's a good question. Why are you a part of the church you're a part of? What makes you a part of the church? Why are you invested? What makes you want to be a part of the organization that you're a part of? Second question is to ask this question. What keeps you here? What keeps you here? These are legitimate questions that you should ask. What keeps you here? And then here's another one. Here's one. This is good. But like, seriously, think about it for a second. What keeps you at the church you're currently at? Now, I'm not talking about if you're a pastor. I'm not talking about, because this is mostly for lay people, people who may or may not be in great leadership roles. But you could just be a choir member, an usher, or you could just be a bench member. It doesn't matter. What keeps you at your church? And I know I have people watching and listening right now who don't really go to church anymore. I have a listener I know. I ain't gonna call her name, but she says all the time that she's one of these people. This applies to. She says she's done with church. So you should be able to answer that question. Why are you a part of the local church you're a part of? What about that ministry keeps you there? What about it? Don't say because I was raised there. Don't say because my mama went there. Don't say because my sisters went there or my aunts went there or my daddy was there, or my, you know, my cousin, whoever. Don't, why are you there currently? Why are you there currently? Here's another one. Number three says, have you ever contemplated stepping away from church? Why or why not? And don't get me wrong. Excuse me. I know there's no such thing as a perfect church. I understand that with my whole heart. I know that no matter where you go to church, if you're there long enough, the way Satan works is you will meet the devil at that church too. And the reason some of us stay where we at is because we know the devil at our church. I know him. I see him when he comes. But the reason we don't want to go to a new church is because we're afraid to go over there, and we're afraid that we might not know the devil when we see him. Okay. I just thought I'd leave that right there. But that's the truth. Have you ever contemplated stepping away from your church? Why or why not? I think that's a valid question. Have you ever contemplated stepping away from your church? I know some people have. Sometimes church can be a real messy place. Sometimes church can be a not-so-friendly place. Sometimes church cannot even be a not-so-spiritual place, and that's a shame to say, but sometimes it could be the least spirit-filled environment you go to. Huh. Truth be told, sometimes church could just be too doggone long. And I'm not saying rush to worship God. I'm not saying rush through the service. I'm saying it don't take all day to do church. It don't take all day to do church. There is a process to it. You don't have to have people. And here's the deal: you have to be. I'm not saying you compromise the word of God. You should leave ample time for preaching. But if you're going to leave ample time for preaching, then a whole lot of other stuff needs to be cut out. Because you have to be mindful of people's time. Just think about this for a moment. Let's say you actually go to Sunday school and you go to regular morning church service. So that 11 or 11:15 service that we've gotten accustomed to, especially those of us in the Baptist church world. So you go to Sunday school, which means you're at church at 9 o'clock, 9:15. So from 9:15 to 9:30, you're in Sunday school. I'm sorry, from 9:15 to 10:25 or 10:30, you're in Sunday school. So you've already spent an hour and some change in Sunday school. Then you got this gap in between from 10:30 to 11, and then at 11 o'clock, you're in church service. And then you're going to go from 11 to 1 or 1:30? That's a long time to be sitting on anybody's pew. Now, I don't know how long the Sermon on the Mount took, but I read the Sermon on the Mount. I read what was in the Bible. It didn't take me a long time to read it, so I'm going to believe it didn't take Jesus a long time to preach it. I'll say that again. When I read the sermons that Jesus preached in the Bible, it did not take me a long time to read them. Thus, I don't believe it took him a long time to preach them. That's just me thinking, but I'm just saying. I believe that we need to be mindful of people's time and respectful of people's time. People don't want to be sitting. Or there's too many other things. Give me the information I need. Give me the life-changing information I need. Give me some context, and then give me some application, and then send me about my way so I can then go and try to apply what it is you just told me. Because if I sat in Sunday school and I got good application in Sunday school, and now I got to sit for another 2.5 hours and get indoctrinated with all this other stuff, the good application that I may have gotten earlier is gone. Mm. I'm going to keep going. Number four. Here we go. Number four says this. How would you describe your relationship with God right now? Oh, this is good. This is good. How would you describe your relationship with God right now? This is for people who are done with church or almost done. How would you describe your relationship with God right now? I think that's a valid question. I think that's a very valid question. Very valid question. And you should be able to explain it. You should be able to explain it. And your relationship should, your explanation should be a whole lot better than, the Lord know my heart. The Lord know I love him. The Lord know how I am. He know this just how I am. Is that the equivalent of your relationship with God? He just know how I am. Oh, Lord, don't y'all love when folks say that? He just know how I am. The Lord know my heart. He really do. No, we got to be better than that. It don't. You should be able to tell people, if somebody asked you right now, how would you describe your relationship with God? What would you say? What would you say? What words would you use? How honest could you be? How honest could you be with yourself if someone asked you, what is my current relationship with God right now? How honest could you be with yourself? Because I'm not asking you to tell me. I'm asking you to share this information with yourself. How honest? What is your relationship like with God? Do you have a good relationship? Is it a struggling relationship? What does it look like? What does the outward appearance look like versus what the real? Because your outward appearance relationship may look one way, but what does the real appearance of your relationship with God look like? That's the question. That's the real question. Let's do this. Let's keep going, y'all. This is good. We're talking about the rise of the Dunns, the Dunn with church population, the Dunn with church population. Let's keep going. Number five says this. How has your relationship with God changed over the past few years? How has your relationship with God changed over the past few years? Has your relationship with God gotten better? Has it gotten better? Or has it cooled off? Or is it exactly where it was a few years ago? Have you grown? Have you grown? Have you increased in the Lord, or have you decreased? You know, has your knowledge increased, or have you fallen back? Have you fell into the lap of mediocrity, or are you constantly striving for a better and more relevant relationship with God? That's the question. Are you doing anything to help better your relationship with God? Felicia Martin says, I think you go through several things. Yes, you do, as in any relationship. But the going through doesn't necessarily mean you have to separate from him. The question is, here's the deal, as Christians, we shouldn't still be going through the same things over and over and over and over again. You get that? We shouldn't be fighting the same fights. We shouldn't be having the same arguments. We shouldn't be having the same disagreements. We shouldn't be going through the same trials over and over and over again. Okay, I get that, Felicia. That's good. For those of you on the radio side who can't see the chat room, Felicia Martin says, excuse me, she says, you blame people, you blame yourself, you blame God, and then you clearly see how things are. Yeah, you do. There are a lot of people. I got a lot of friends on Facebook who fit this description of done with church. They go from believing in God to all of a sudden they just believe in a higher power. And then they go from they don't like church because they were hurt in church. And some people, this is where I think churches get themselves in trouble. I don't think churches deal with the reality of relationships. Let me paint a picture for you. If you are a kid going to church with your grandmother, right? So you only see what you see. Now, you don't know all of the story. You don't know everything. But you're a kid going to church with your grandmother. And you know grandmama is struggling at home, paying bills, getting groceries and all that stuff. But you see grandmama faithfully write her check out or put her cash in the envelope and give it to the church. You see, and I'm just talking from a kid's perspective. You see this happening. And then as a young teenager, you're still there with grandmama and you see grandmama's older and grandmama's still struggling. And then you don't see the church really standing behind or helping grandmama through this process. Now, I'm not saying the church could, the church knew or whatever, but you witnessed these things as a teenager growing up. You're still underneath grandmama's roof, so you still got to go to church because that's what grandmama says. But then let's fast forward now to you 20, 21, 22 years old. Grandmama is on her way out. Matter of fact, grandmama passes away. Now you're in church, and you see how grandmama struggled, and you see how grandmama was praying, and you see all this story about the you claim this, you name it, claim it, and all this other stuff, and grandmama named it and claimed it, and grandmama never saw none of it. Now, what do you think that child's perception, who was there from a kid, from a toddler, to a preteen, to a teenager, to a young adult, saw their parent or grandparent go through this with this same local church? Now watch this. They watched all the infighting that went on at the church. They watched all the mess and messiness that went on at the church. What perception is that kid going to have of the church? What perception are they going to have? They're going to have a real jaded perspective of what church is supposed to look like, because they're going based off how they saw their parent or grandparent or loved one treated by said local church. And they are now going to paint with a broad brush this same perspective on every church going forward. Is it wrong? Absolutely. But it's their perspective. I want us to get that. I want us to get that. I want us to understand that that's why some of these people are done with church. That's why so many people are saying, I don't want to be a part of another local church body. I'd just rather, you know, go and pray and then go home. I don't want to have a relationship with another church. I want to keep my relationship with God and keep my relationship with you, but I don't want to have another relationship because people in church just don't act right. I'm not saying it's right, but I understand the logic. I just think it's time we start to take real serious looks at how people, at other people's perspective on things. It's easy to say you need to get your behind back in church. Yeah, that you're absolutely right. But don't negate my thought process. Don't ignore my feelings on the issue. Whew. My. Let's keep going. We're talking about the rise of the Duns, the done with church population. Why are they done? What's going on with these people? Let's keep going. Number six says, what effect, if any, has our church had on your relationship with God? Oh, this is good. And see, this requires some honesty. This requires you to be honest as possible. Thinking about your local church, as church you were a part of, what effect, if any, has our church, meaning the church you go to, had on your relationship with God? These are some good questions to ask your members of your church. This is good Bible study material right here. I'm going to keep this one. Tanya, make sure we keep this one. This is good Bible study material. Because what effect has it had? Because watch this. It could be a positive effect, or it could even be a negative effect. That's just the truth. That's the truth. We ought to be able to answer that. Thinking about your relationship with God, what effect, if any, has the church, your local church, what effect has it had on your relationship with God? Has your relationship grown stronger? And if you say my relationship has gotten better, please explain how. Because you should be able to say, yes, it's gotten better, and it's gotten better because I used to do this, and now I do this. At one point, I was only doing this, but now because of this church, my relationship with God has increased because now I no longer do this, just this. I'm now doing this, and I have a zeal to go out and do even more things and all of this. Then great, that's yes. And if it's no, explain why. I feel like my relationship has dwindled with God. Why? Because I feel like every time I come to church, there's a new fight. Every time I come to church, there's a new argument. Every time I come to church, there's something else being done that I just don't understand. And so at some point, you should be able to give fruit. You should be able to give truthful answers to those questions. You really should be able to give people real, genuine answers to that question. Is your church helping your relationship with God? Has it helped or has it hindered? And I think that's a fair question to ask anybody. I think that's a real fair question to ask anybody. Let's keep going, y'all. Let's keep going. Okay. Come on. Get me back. All right, let's keep going. So the writer says this. That was number six. Number seven says this. What would you need to change? What would you need to change here to help you grow more toward Jesus, called to love God and to love others? What would you need to change here to help you grow more towards Jesus, called to love God and love others? It's a fair question. What would your church need to do? What would your church need to do? Felicia Martin, I love your openness. Felicia says, bless you. She says, where did it go? Okay. Oh, she says, no, I saw a question. Oh, here you go. She says, honestly, I can't remember when it happened. Those prophetic and prosperity teachers were very confusing. See, that's good. And here is the deal. And this is why I love Prophet Cornelius Williams. I can't wait to have him back on the show. You need somebody explaining to you what that is. If you're sitting back and you're hearing somebody prophesying over people and you're seeing all this stuff and what these perceived miracles and these perceived deliverance and all this stuff happening, and then you see all these words being said and oil being thrown everywhere and folks being laid out, but then you still see folks with the same problems, and then you start doubting, okay, should I be doubting the person giving the prophecy or should I be doubting God? And what normally happens is we lump them all together. We take the time and we lump them all together. We don't separate. We don't say, well, wait a minute. Let me read my own scripture and let me see what the Bible truly says about this. Let me see if this prophet, this apostle, this cardinal, whatever he chooses to call himself, this great bishop, let me see if his words line up with the word of God. I believe if we took the time to do some studying on our own and reading on our own and just doing a little, you know, gaining a little bit more insight to the word, we'd be less likely to fall for some of these fake prophetic preachings and teachings. Just a thought. But I just felt like I needed to share that with y'all real quick. Let me keep going. This is good though. This is good. This is blessing me. This is blessing me. We're talking about the Duns, the rise of the Duns, the rise of the Duns. That's what we're talking about. The rise of the Duns. Real simple. This is good. It's the rise. The rise of the Dunns. The Dunn with church population. Let's go. Number eight says. Oh, so it was just seven of them. I'm sorry, it was just seven. So what we need to change. So listen. So here's the end part. The writer says this. He says it's time to listen. Even as I'm writing this today, another high capacity lay leader emailed me with his decision to leave his church. Wow. He says he's done. Like many others I know, he's also nationally known Christian leader, but he's done. He says, your church, even if it's one of the rare growing ones, is sitting on a ticking time bomb. The exodus of the Dunns, the rise of the Nuns, and the disappearance of the millennials do not look good for a church and afraid to listen. He says, the disappearance of the millennials do not look good for a church afraid to listen. It's not too late. You have to start listening to people before they start exiting your church. And can I help? The church is the one place that does not listen. You do know successful businesses do that's why businesses do surveys. You do know that's why businesses do surveys. The whole purposes of businesses doing surveys is to check to make sure you are happy with the services or products you're getting. Churches need to do surveys as well so that they get an understanding that people understand what they like and what they don't like. What if you got a survey back and one of your questions, are you happy with the length of the church service? And 90% of your surveys came back, church lasts too long. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do if you turned in, if people turned in surveys and part of the surveys they asked you about the music department and 85 or 90% of the surveys came back and said, well, I think your music department needs help. Would you address it? Or would you just say them some disgruntled people? Would you just say they don't know what they're talking about? They just mad. I'm talking about anonymous surveys. Just like when you call Comcast and before they hang up, they say, would you like to take a survey real quick? When you call Sprint, when you call any of your utility companies or any of those places, oftentimes you get at the end of that phone call, it says, would you mind filling out a survey? A 5-question survey. I think it's necessary to see how you feel about the church you attend. I think it's necessary. I think it goes a long way in making sure you're not just doing stuff to be doing it, and what you're doing is actually being productive. I think it goes a long way. Oh, God. This was good, y'all. This was good. This was good. Bless y'all, man. This was really good. I appreciate y'all being a part of this today. Today's show was amazing. I know some of y'all are just popping on. I don't know where y'all coming from late. Y'all just like folk on Sunday. Y'all be late for church. Now, y'all know church started over here at 12 o'clock, and it's 1:30, and here y'all come after the preacher done preached. Y'all know y'all need y'all be late. Y'all probably be late for church too, don't y'all? Y'all be late for church. Y'all know y'all know what time. Look, church starts at on time. Y'all just now late. Look, here come Pastor. Look, there's Pastor Harold D. Washington just popped in. Where you coming from, Pastor? You just got here too. Pastor late too. All these folks late for church. No, y'all know what time church service starts. Marissa Williams said my notification not working. Marissa, are you following? Did you hit subscribe? Did you hit the little button that says I want to be notified when Taking Limits Off goes live? Or when Dana King goes live, because if you hit that, you'll get that notification every time. Every time. Oh, she said she did do that. Okay, well, your stuff broke. I won't yell at you then. I won't blame you. But I'm going to yell at these other people for being late to the church service. Now, you came on time to still send your tithe and your offering. You can still. We will take your Cash App. Your Cash App offering. Look here, the offering table is open. Amen. I'm just messing with y'all. Anyway, look, y'all, it's been a great, great show. We appreciate y'all today. Thank you so much. To Josie, prophetess, evangelist Josie, down at the world's finest Church of God in Christ chocolate factory, who gave us some insight as to why the world's finest chocolate bars, the world's finest chocolate bars have shrunk in size over 2 years ago because of the weight. I guess they was having issues, and and about why the world's finest chocolate bars with almonds no longer has full-size almonds. It has crusted almonds. Yeah, crushed it. Yeah, crushed almonds inside the chocolate. So we now know this information. And we had a live phone call on the air. We thank you to Josie and the World's Finest Chocolate Company for participating with us. It was a good time. It was great. Really appreciated it. She was a good sport throughout the process. We really was. Yeah, I think it will at the round table of the chocolate. So we're going to call. Maybe we're going to call Lay's next. Maybe we're going to call Lay's. Since Monday is outreach day, you know, we like to do outreach. So we're going to outreach to somebody every Monday. So next week, Monday, we're going to find somebody else. Yes, Pat Hicks said, I was present on time, not ready for the benediction. Yes, she was, Pat. Pat Hicks be on time. That's because, see, Pat sings in the choir. She knows she got to be in the choir stand at a certain time. You know, at some churches, if you ain't in the choir, when the rest of the choir in the choir, by the time they done got in the choir, then you might well stay on the you sit out on the road. Amen. Pat, how did your concert go before we get out of here? Before I pray, how was your concert? Pat Hicks was in the concert, y'all. I forgot all about it. I think she told me about 2-3 weeks ago, but that was just like talking to the air, I forgot all about it. But I think she was in the concert yesterday, and they were singing hymns. It was the hymns concert, the hymns. How did that go? I know it was out on the South Side, 48th Street or something. How did that go yesterday? Because I wish somebody had a Facebooked it or something so I could have turned it on. Because that sounded like that would have been all right. I know at some point somebody hollered. Look here, I know somebody got happy if all y'all was singing was hymns. I know somewhere somebody got happy real quick. So I want to know how did your concert go, man? Somebody should have reminded us. We could have came out there and spent a little time and listened to the hymns. The hymns. That's what the name of the concert was. It was called the hymns. That's all right. That's all right with me. But hopefully the concert went well. I'm sure it did. Pat sings with some talented singers from all over the city of Chicago. And it's an amazing, amazing group of people. But I hate I had to miss that on yesterday. I hate I had to miss that. So anyway, y'all, the hymns to him went well. Oh, that's what it was. The hymns to him. Okay, that's what it was called. The hymns to him. And she says it went well. Amen. 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 Let's get ready to get up out of here, y'all. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for bringing us to another week. God, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. God, we thank you, God, just for being a blessing to us, God, and for your mercy and for your grace. Now, God, we thank you, God, for everyone who's a part of this broadcast. God, we thank you for all the listeners, God. We thank you for those working behind the scenes, God. And we thank you for everyone who just plays a part, God. Now, God, we ask as we leave this place, but never your presence, that you would be with us as we go to all of our destinations, God. May we reach them safely and then back home again, and that we may be here again on Wednesday, God, to enlighten your people and give them what thus says the Lord, God, and to have a little fun at the same time. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now, may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost. She's ready for the benediction. I ain't giving one. It's all good. Y'all be sweet, man. I got to go. It's time to get up out of here. Y'all be sweet. Y'all stay blessed. Stay out of trouble and all that good stuff. And have some fun, man. Enjoy yourself, man. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to have it's okay to have some good time. Y'all know we had a good time today. And one more time, shout out to Miss Josie over at the World's Finest Chocolate Company for helping us out on today. We're going to get out of here, y'all. Let me get back to that. Yeah, let me get back to that. We're going to get out of here. It's been great. Let me get up out of here. Y'all be good. Peace. Y'all stay blessed, man. Got to go. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Hello.